American Journal, getting ready to kick off the third hour of the show. You're all jumping on with us today, of course. A lot going on over here. Raw Egg Nationalist will not be joining us today. I'll be having him in the program tomorrow. He's got some snow, which is causing some power outages in his area. So we'll bring him on the show tomorrow. So don't you guys worry, of course. We'll be taking your calls as well in the third hour of the show. So give us a ring if you haven't done so already. 877-789-2539. That's 877-789-2539. If you'd like to join the show, feel free to do just that, of course. We'll also be keeping our eye. The president's supposed to have his intelligence briefing in just a bit. So when that begins, we'll go straight there because we want to see what's going on with Venezuela. Venezuela is going to be a very big story over the next few days. And I'm interested to hear what the president has to say about just that. So we will buckle up and keep our eyes on that. I've also got a very interesting story about Ilhan Omar. Yeah, she's getting called out for being a liar, and it's really bad. It's really bad because it's happening on CNN. We'll play that clip for you in just a bit. I can't believe that CNN is even on board with all of this, but that's what's going on right now. Ilhan Omar claiming that her son was stopped by ICE. ICE came out a couple of days ago, so we don't have a record of it. And now CNN stepping in and saying, all right, lady, explain yourself. So we'll discuss that in just a few moments as well. Got a lot more happening, too. I wanted to bring you an update in regards to, Caitlin Collins. We're going to play clip 13 for you because Caitlin Collins is walking around the White House and she's giving you a rundown about the president who has created a lot of truthful plaques. That's how I'll put it. Truthful plaques over the presidential. I think it's called the Presidential Walk of Fame, or it's something related to that is what he's named it. But it's been very interesting because in clip 13, apparently he writes his own plaques for people like, you know, Barack Obama and Joe Biden. Take a listen.
So these new plaques have just been added to the so-called Presidential Walk of Fame. They almost read, some of them, like Truth Social posts, including the ones under President Obama's that says he was one of the most divisive political figures in American history. Under President Biden's, it describes him as Sleepy Joe Biden and also says that he was the worst U.S. president in history. There are some that are nicer, including under Ronald Reagan's, for example, where President Trump says at the end that he was a fan of Trump's long before he ran for president. The White House Press Secretary Caroline Levitt says the president actually handwrote some of these plaques himself.
Oh, you gotta love it. Sleepy Joe. Sleepy Joe. I mean, it's incredible. This is exactly how you'd want a plaque to be written and represented properly, right? Because he's gonna sit here and they're gonna write all these fluff pieces about how Joe Biden was president of the United States when he really wasn't president of the United States. So it's good. Good to see that we get these truthful plaques up, of course. All right, folks, we're getting your calls in just a little bit. So if you're on hold, stay put. We'll be going from the top to the bottom of the list. We will also be discussing a lot more important stories that are on the way. Like I mentioned, Raw Egg Nationalist will not be joining the program. We'll go over some of the key stories. I want to make sure that you are read in. I'll give you the updates that you need. We're also waiting for the president's intelligence briefing to begin. We'll go straight there to see what's going on with Venezuela. In the meantime, though, head on over to the alexjonesstore.com. It's the final days of Christmas sale going on right now. It's the mega sale, which means 60% off of some of our most popular supplements, which include Methylene Blue, Sea Moss Gummies, and Shilajit Gummies as well. That is 60% off right now over at the alexjonesstore.com. On top of that, though, if you subscribe, you're going to get 50% off for all of your subscriptions. Okay, so keep in mind, 50% off. That is an incredible discount that will be extended for life every month if you subscribe over at thealexjonesstore.com. And it's also right now 40% off of supplements that are included in the 60% off sale. So there's a lot of savings going on right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. If you haven't checked it out yet, make sure you do so. I challenge you to do so if you haven't done so already. There are so many incredible supplements, which I highly recommend, especially the new ones we have. Oh, here, I have it here because I just took a couple of minutes ago. The creatine gummies, the blue raspberry flavor. I can't shut up about these. These are the best right now over at thealexjonesstore.com. Ladies, they don't tell you how important creatine is, but if you're someone who works out every single day or every other day, whatever it is, I don't judge, this will help. It helps with muscle aches, and that's really important. It'll also help with your energy as well as brain function. So you got to head on over right now and get yourself some creatine gummies. I take personally three gummies a day. And it tastes like candy, so you can't go wrong. Head on over to thealexjonesstore.com right now and make sure you grab yourself some creatine gummies.
challenging all of you to support the broadcast, keep us on air while you get great products, and it's a win-win. We need funds, we are in the red, and we've got to be able to continue our legal battles. We've got to be able to continue to buy new product going in the future. We've got to continue with the funding to build the Alex Jones backup network in case they're able to shut us down. I cannot do it without you. So now is the time to go to thealexjonesstore.com and do your final Christmas shopping there. Anywhere in the United States, if you order by Friday, you will get it before Christmas. So get your orders in now. Do your Christmas shopping with us, but really give yourself the gift of health with our creatine gummies, the highest quality type of creatine, 5 milligrams. That's a daily serving per gummy. Huge container of them. Such a great deal. This is the best creatine out there. There's so many other great products and a whole bunch of other sales and deals. You can become a subscriber right now on any product, cancel any time, and it reorders every month and get 50% off on all future orders. The widest selection of t-shirts, hoodies, ball caps, sweaters, many of them limited edition at thealexjonesstore.com.
Into the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello. Watch it live right now at band.video.
You're all jumping on with us today. A lot to dive into. I've got a lot of great people on hold right now. We'll get to your calls in just a bit. In the meantime, though, I wanted to bring you an update on a story I've been teasing. It's a very important story. Ilhan Omar is accused of lying. And of course she did this because, well, she's all about the political theatrics. She wants to pretend like she is someone who is a victim. And so when you need that, you have to stir up a little bit of a lie. And that's what ICE is saying. ICE is saying that she's not being truthful. Ilhan Omar came out and said that her son was pulled over by ICE agents and asked to provide proof of citizenship. DHS putting out a statement saying ICE has absolutely zero record of its officers or agents pulling over Congresswoman Omar's son. With no evidence, it is shameful that the Congresswoman would level accusations to demonize ICE. It's a PR stunt. And that's not just that. It's not just a DHS calling her out. Take a listen to clip 12 and how CNN started grilling her on her story. Take a listen.
You've said that federal immigration agents actually pulled over your son on Saturday and asked him to prove his citizenship. He is, of course, a U.S. citizen, as are you. The Department of Homeland Security says, and I'm quoting them, ICE has absolutely zero record of its officers or agents pulling over Congresswoman Omar's son. And have accused you of seeking to, quote, demonize ICE as part of a PR stunt, their words. What do you say to that?
Well, if ICE is saying that they have documentation of every single person that they have pulled over in Minneapolis, we would love to see that record because we've certainly, myself and the governor, have been asking them to share information with us on the ways in which they have interacted with Minnesotans, and they have not been able to provide a single information. So it is amazing that they're able to put out this statement saying definitely that they did not pull my son over when they haven't been able to answer anything else. And ICE has been known to lie when it comes to their enforcement.
See, it's interesting how she sits back and she tries to go out there and say, oh, show me proof that you didn't. No, show us proof, lady. It's 2025. You're telling me your son didn't pull out his phone and start recording when this happened? You're full of garbage. In fact, since we're talking about pulling out evidence, why don't you pull out evidence that you are a U.S. citizen? Many of you guys know, yesterday we did a whole segment about the allegation she's currently facing in regards to, is she a U.S. citizen? Well, no one's actually vetted Ilhan Omar. In fact, you can't. They won't let you. Oh, I reached out to Immigration Services, too, and asked them if they know 100% whether or not Ilhan Omar is a U.S. citizen, and they have not gotten back to me, which is deeply, deeply concerning. Because this should be an issue that's very easy to respond to. Is she a citizen? Yes, no. Tell us. Tell us. Woman's an absolute disaster. All right, let's turn to some callers right now, because I know our phone lines have been ringing. Let's turn to first one up is Andrew in New Jersey. Andrew, welcome back.
That was such a good point that you just made that, why didn't her son have the cell phone recording? You know, obviously he would have if that was a true story.
Yeah.
And what the pot calling the kettle black. They lie, well, she lied to get in the country and have her brother come in. And I want to say quick on Fanny, they should have asked her when they said that he booked for 163 hours per week or 164, but I think there's only 160 hours in a week. So they should have said, wow, he's really burning the candle at both ends. He literally works more than 24 hours a day. So, and her fashion, I think with the white, she's trying to look pure, but she could have been worse. She could have been wearing a shower cap. Remember the James O'Keefe video undercover? You commented the woman was wearing a shower cap in the restaurant.
Yeah.
So that's not going to make your Melania Trump, or as don'ts, like do's and don'ts, it would. So I just wanted to say that with Fanny and Trump, that to me, that was one of his top two speeches of all time. Heroes of Canyon of Heroes, 4th of July was awesome. And I totally disagree with Alex and Joe when they're talking about, you know, regular people. Well, Trump brought inflation down. It's around 2%. It was 9% and even higher under Biden. Gas prices skyrocketed. So everything he wants is happening, yet he's complaining. So he reminds me of like a dumb Mandami voter. And it reminded me, too, like the communists, you probably know from New York City, the radio WBGI, I think the communists would have a radio show, and sometimes I would call and debate them. They were complaining that our troops were in Afghanistan, and then they were complaining that Trump was taking the troops out. It's like, wait a minute, he's doing exactly what you want. So I thought that the speech was outstanding. It reminded me of Mike Tyson defending his title and knocking out Larry Holmes. And then I totally disagree with Alex that he was saying that it was complicated. I didn't think it was I thought it was simple and straightforward, and I totally loved it. But I was worried about housing, like what are they going to do, Fannie and Freddie, like a community reinvestment act. So, but other than that, I totally loved it. And have a great weekend, because I probably won't talk to you. And watch My Blue Heaven if you have time. It's free on YouTube.
Thanks. All right.
Brianna.
Andrew, it's always a pleasure to catch up with you, my friend. Thank you for calling to the show. As always, we appreciate your insight. Let's turn to Michael. Michael in Virginia, welcome to the show.
Yes, yes. Hi. Hi, Brianna.
Hi, Michael.
Hi. Brianna, this is my second time watching your entire show since the switchover. You're amazing. You're amazing. Just to share that with you, to me, I find you amazing.
Oh, thank you, Michael. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. That's very kind of you.
Awesome. Why I asked this question, why is there no one from that Biden administration regime gone to jail yet? First of all, if it was us, we would have gone to jail like January 6th. Many of us went to jail. And I asked this question about the woman who took the bullet in response to what I call it was a treasonous act. She took a bullet in defense similar to Crispus Attucks taking the first bullet. That event shouldn't go down in history. We should be remembered. President Trump aligning himself with the military. You know, the minute I could see this happening, the minute they have this explosive evidence, they march into the Congress meeting, wherever these people are, and arrest them in front of everyone. The military is our government response support for our defense. And the president of the United States would have irrefutable evidence of treason or tyranny against this nation should support him in front of the people, and the cameras can see it all with evidence irrefutable. That's what happened. Now, this question I do ask, I say that China, I believe, has his hand in, it's amazing to ask, but the satellite that went over us and was blown up at the last minute, the data that was accumulated, why was it allowed? What was it? What happened? No details yet, but, you know, in a sense, it's kind of, this is like maybe a conspiracy theory thought that China's already taken over the United States slowly as it did with Hong Kong over time. Something has happened. There's some details in our infrastructure, you know, satellite communications as such, et cetera.
Yeah. Well, Michael, you did a lot there, and thank you for calling. Let me kind of highlight, too. Mm-hmm. You know, you did a great job. You did a great job, my friend. So thank you. I wanted to hit that. I was taking notes. I wanted to talk briefly, too. We're waiting for RFK Jr. to come out in just a moment. Him and Dr. Oz are any second now going to begin speaking. It might be about, we think it's about banning gender care firm, as they like to call it. Child mutilation is what the rest of us know it as. So we'll keep our eye on that. But I want to talk about what you mentioned at the very beginning of all of this. Where are the arrests? Well, we don't know where the arrests are, Michael. And I think people like Dan Bongino are obviously getting a little frustrated, although he probably say that it's a process The rest of us would argue probably this process is taking too long, like you mentioned, too. You made a great point. But it was the other way around. Hundreds of people were arrested quickly, very quickly, for taking unauthorized tours of the Capitol. So, yeah, I think you're spot on there. Absolutely. And it's frustrating to sit back and watch, Michael. And, you know, we're going to keep being outspoken on the subject matter. You know, we're not going to sit here and just, and we're fair. I mean, I would say everyone on this network is fair when it comes to their criticism regarding them, regarding this administration. So, yeah, I would say it's very, very fair. And we're going to keep calling out. Michael, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your insight. And I appreciate the compliment you gave me in the open, too. You know, it's refreshing when folks call in. They are kind and they don't give me broadcasting advice. So, Michael, thank you. I appreciate it. All right. While we continue to wait for RFK Jr. to come out and begin speaking, I believe that should start any moment now. We'll go straight to him when I see that he's at the podium, of course. Let's turn to Cheese Master. Cheese Master, welcome to the show in Wisconsin. How perfect. How perfect.
Hey, how you doing this morning? Did you see, I assume you saw the Trump speech last night?
We did watch it, yes. And by the way, RFK Jr. is going to begin speaking in just a couple of seconds, so I'll let you take it until he begins.
Okay. I was just wondering if you saw the numerology and astrology stuff that was going on. I'm big into that.
Oh, I didn't see
Trump was born on a lunar eclipse, so he has a unique star sign of being a eclipse moon president, and we're in a new moon phase right now. And when it's a new moon or full moon, people who have that star sign have like extra power, apparently. So it makes sense that he would do a speech like he did. And numerology wise, it was interesting. I don't know if you caught it. He did say 33 and 88. And 33, you know, the Masons lay claim to it. But it's not only for the Masons. Like, you can't just own a number. In numerology, they believe like 33 is like a power number for manifesting realities and creating willpower in oneself and creating reality. So maybe he's into numerology. Other leaders are like Modi in India. Billionaires like J.P. Morgan, obviously, they say like, you know, J.P. Morgan said millionaires don't believe in astrology and numerology. Billionaires do. So it's a big thing, you know. I don't know. There has been rumors that Trump is a Mason, which isn't a bad thing. The country's founded by Masons. There's good Masons and bad Masons, just like with any other group. The Japanese Tokyo Masonic Lodge on Twitter claimed Trump is a Mason. He did the apron thing at McDonald's.
Hey, Cheese Master, I just wanted to jump right now because we just saw that RFK Jr. just began speaking, and I want to make sure we bring that. So stay put. We'll be right back in a second. Let's jump over to RFK Jr. speaking right now at the podium.
Good morning, everybody. Thank you to all the officials who are joining us today. And I'm going to acknowledge many of you by name. It's a long list. A chairman of the Federal Trade Commission, Andrew Ferguson, Senator Bill Cassidy, Senator Marsha Blackburn, Senator Roger Marshall, Senator James Lankford, Congressman Doug LaMalfa, Congressman John Joyce, Congresswoman Diana Harshberger, Congressman Bob Onder, Congressman Robert Adderholt, Congressman Dan Crenshaw, Congressman Tim Walberg, Indiana Attorney General Todd Rokita, Texas Attorney General Ken Paxton, Deputy Secretary Jim O'Neill, Administrator Mehmet Oz, Director Jay Bhattacharya, Commissioner Marty McCary, and Admiral Brian Christine. And a special thanks to Chloe Cole for being with us today. To bravely share her odyssey. Doctors assume a solemn obligation to protect children. Yet doctors across the country now provide needless and irreversible sex-rejecting procedures that violate their sacred Hippocratic oath by endangering the very lives that they are sworn to safeguard. The American Medical Association, the American Academy of Pediatrics, peddled the lie that chemical and surgical sex-rejecting procedures could be good for children who suffer from gender dysphoria. They betrayed the estimated 300,000 American youth ages 13 to 17, conditioned to believe that sex can be changed. They betrayed their Hippocratic oath to do no harm. So-called gender-affirming care has inflicted lasting physical and psychological damage on vulnerable young people. This is not medicine, it is malpractice. We're done with junk science driven by ideological pursuits, not the well-being of children. A peer-reviewed report published by the HHS Office of the Assistant Secretary for Health last month confirms that sex-rejecting procedures impose medical dangers and lasting harm on children who receive these interventions. So today we are taking six decisive actions guided by gold standard science and the week one executive order from President Trump to protect children from chemical and surgical mutilation. This morning I signed a declaration: sex-rejecting procedures are neither safe nor effective treatment for children with gender dysphoria. These procedures fail to meet professionally recognized standards of care. Medical professionals or entities providing sex-rejecting procedures to children are out of compliance with these standards of healthcare. This declaration is a clear directive to providers to follow the science and the overwhelming body of evidence that these procedures hurt, not help, children. Additionally, CMS is proposing two new rules. The first rule will bar hospitals that participate in Medicare and Medicaid, which is almost every hospital, from performing these dangerous and harmful procedures. The second rule prohibits the federal Medicaid dollars from funding sex-rejecting procedures on minors. The FDA is issuing warning letters to 12 manufacturers of breast binders, which are medical devices used for purposes such as assistance in recovery from cancer-related mastectomies. The FDA is telling these companies that the illegal marketing of breast binders to children for the purpose of treating gender dysphoria commits significant regulatory violations and requires swift congressional or corrective action. If the manufacturers don't comply, they could face enforcement actions, including product seizures. Furthermore, HHS is also moving to reverse the Biden administration's attempt to include gender dysphoria within the definition of disability. My uncle, Ted Kennedy, was the primary author of the Americans with Disabilities Act and of the 1978 amendments that strengthened the Rehabilitation Act. The Biden-era amendments that designated gender dysphoria as a disability serve the commercial interest of a predatory, multi-billion-dollar industry that betrayed the original intention of those laws and engendered widespread public resentments against those laws among the American people and discredited the statutes in the public mind. These are statutes that were designed to protect the most vulnerable Americans, and the misuse of these statutes for these purposes injures the statutes themselves and injures other people who are entitled to that protection and who Americans want to see protected. Our proposed rule will reassure recipients of HHS funding that policies preventing or limiting sex-rejecting procedures do not violate disability non-discrimination requirements. Finally, our Assistant Secretary of Health, Admiral Brian Christine, today signed a public health message to inform healthcare providers, families, and policymakers that current evidence does not support claims that puberty blockers, cross-sex hormones, and surgeries are safe and effective treatments for pediatric gender dysphoria. These announcements are grounded in evidence and shaped by compassion. President Trump has made child protection a national priority. The Make Our Children Healthy Again strategy demonstrates that commitment. Sex-rejecting procedures rob children of their futures. The Maha Commission strategy report calls for an end to over-medicalization of our children. Unnecessary medical interventions drive big money interests that push sex-rejecting treatments. Today's revenue for sex-rejecting drugs and surgeries in 2023 were estimated in one study to exceed $4.4 billion and on track to exceed $7.8 billion by 2030. One doctor was recorded callously describing sex-rejecting procedures as a big moneymaker. Hospitals rake in millions of dollars by convincing boys and girls that a lifetime of off-label prescriptions for estrogen and testosterone blockers, chest reconstruction surgeries, and more are the only way to achieve true happiness and belonging in life. It's wrong. The Trump administration will not stand by while ideology, misinformation, and propaganda push vulnerable young people into decisions they cannot fully understand and that they can never reverse. On my watch, HHS will stand for radical transparency and informed consent.
All right, let's step in over here that was a big, big announcement, and then we're very excited to hear that. They're taking this very seriously over at HHS. You know, like I said yesterday to you guys, I sat there at Home Goods, and it was an individual who obviously was pretending to be a female. And this is someone who I think was probably a biological man. And it's just someone who just doesn't get to hear what they actually should hear. You know, we've been coddling these kids and telling them they could be whatever gender they want to be. They get hooked up on these hormones they shouldn't have in their body in the first place. And it's creating an absolute disaster. It is poisoning these children. And they have no idea. They have absolutely no idea. They pretend like this is compassionate, but this is not compassion. This is abuse. This is greed. And, you know, Cheese Master, I know before we, and it's a great name, of course, but I know before we brought RFK back on to give his speech, we put you on hold. Just, I have about a minute left. Your quick reaction to RFK Jr.'s announcement.
Yeah, I think RFK's announcement is just similar to the other stellar things that Trump has been doing, you know, with all his, it's pretty much like the red pill, Alice in Wonderland, white rabbit agenda. You know, we have the transgender stuff and LGBTQ front he was doing. The chemtrails are being talked about. The vaccines are being talked about. Israel has never been more on the radar. So many different things he's been doing. And I don't think he just gets enough credit for it. He deserves way more credit. And I think he's doing just an amazing job at what could be a president at this time. You know, and it's just going to be more stuff like this until I think he's going to ride this train until he's off the rails and just go as far as he can. And we should support him.
Yeah.
You know, it's going to be bumpy. And a lot of people are going to fall victim to various strains of Trump derangement syndrome, just like COVID. But we've seen now that TDS has outlived the COVID-19 pandemic and is much more virulent. So there's going to be people on our side who are going to have issues with it as well.
Yeah, well, Cheese Master, thank you for staying put. I know you were on hold for a little bit, and you hung tight on that one. So thank you. We appreciate it. All right, folks, if you're on hold right now, stay there. We'll get into the callers in just a moment. We're in for a quick commercial break. Again, head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com. We've got a couple more days left in that final days of Christmas. 60% off mega sale on your favorite supplements over at thealexjonesstore.com. We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now, a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said, This was the best spike protein detoxer she'd found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one, and the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new product, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
The Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalists. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
You're tuned in to the American Journal with your host, Brianna Morello.
Welcome back to the American Journal. We're excited that you're all here with us today. A lot going on over here. I just got an update in regards to the Powerball. Okay, again, this isn't like a paid commercial or anything, but if you go right now to go play the Powerball, it's worth about $1.5 billion if you win. The fifth largest in the game's history. And if you just happen to win and you only knew about this because of me, I do expect a 10% cut. Feel free to send it over to me, of course. But $1.5 billion, I mean, that's where I'm going to head over to. Oh, you guys are so good. That's what I'm going to head over to right after the show. So I'm going to grab myself a ticket. Hey, and if I win, well, we might do some big things over here. If I win. Okay. So in the meantime, actually, I probably wouldn't even tell anyone if I won. You wouldn't even know it was me. You wouldn't even know. But there will be signs. There will be signs. I won't tell you which ones. Okay, if G and Giuseppe are flying private, that's one sign that you guys could just go by. Okay, so you're wondering who G and Giuseppe are. If you don't follow me on X, those are the dogs, my dogs. They live a very expensive lifestyle. I actually only work for them. All right, we were taking your call. There you go. They look like they're being held hostage in this photo. But this was a dog birthday party for Giuseppe's Gotcha Day. They hated me. All right, folks, we're taking your calls right now. Let's hop on over to the lines. Savage Dog, welcome back to the show, my friend. How are you?
Good morning, Brianna. How are you today?
Good. No issues over here, my friend. How are you? I hope you're going to play the Powerball, by the way.
I don't like to play until it gets to $5 billion. Otherwise, it's a waste of time. real quick before my point, you're pronouncing it wrong. It's not Ali Akbar. They're actually, and if Mac could pull up the picture, they're praising a Hawaiian restaurant called the Aloha Snack Bar. And let me tell you, man, their pot stickers are the suicide bomb for, I'm telling you.
Man.
Yeah, I know. I'm terrible. my point was about the whole Brown thing.
Yeah.
In every other, like, say, school shooting or whatever, you always have all these these people flying out of the schools with news people there, asking them questions, and they give some real good insight about, you know, to try, you know, pre-narrative about what they saw, what they heard, and everything. Not only have we not had that, we have not even had one single person who was there in the room when it happened say a peep.
Yeah, isn't that crazy?
That's a red flag to me. Do they have a gag order? Who's gagging them? Why? Any one of them could come out and say, yeah, that dude that you had on the picture, that was him, or that's not him, or he said this, or whatever, you know, could give all kinds of insight that they're not giving us. So that was just one head scratcher. And then the other thing is, do you realize we're now screaming for more surveillance? We don't have enough surveillance on the guy. That's the opposite way to go. I want less surveillance, even if it means one knucklehead gets away. Do you want them tracking you everywhere? Of course, we already have trackers in our pockets, which we still screen for the latest edition, and we can't live without. So it's just kind of I don't know if that was by accident or if it was part of it, because they can't just have one reason to do anything. Look at COVID. There's at least a dozen reasons they pulled that off.
Yeah.
So now we're screaming for more surveillance. Was it by accident, or we're just that conditioned to, reality TV that we want to see everything?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, in regards to schools, though, I feel like schools should definitely have top security cameras functioning, cameras working to see who's coming on and off campus. I think that's basics. So for that, I'm okay with the surveillance. I'm not okay, obviously, with everything else that comes with it. But I know exactly what you're saying, right? Because they always use the excuse, and then they use it as an excuse to push for mass surveillance and to over-surveil and to, start chipping away at our rights. And so I know where you're getting at with that, and I agree with that. But gosh, to not know who's coming in and out of your buildings, who's coming in and out of your campus, just seems insane to me. And given the fact that these shootings happen quite often now, sadly, I would say that those families are probably going to have a strong argument against the school and the university, especially given the fact, Savage Dog, and I'll let you kind of respond to this before we take someone else, but I kind of want to hear from you on this. We're hearing that they possibly turned off the cameras given their pro-Palestinian is kind of the rumor going around, and they're not even pushing back on it, but the pro-Palestinian protesters and how aggressive they've been, it was kind of the demand so that they don't have any type of record of what's been happening with them. And then I think it's Loomer who's reporting in regards to the class that the shooter walked into might have been some type of Israel or economic class. I know they're just saying economic class, but I believe there might be some type of tie to that as to why someone from a pro-Palestinian background would be interested in going into that classroom. I'll let you take away the final 1 minute, though, of that one and let you respond.
Well, my response is Paul Joseph Watson's response. Imagine my shock, Oh, of course, all the cameras were off. It's just, that's what they do. It's another thing we're conditioned that, Epstein's cameras were turned off. The J6 bomber was turned off. Everything's turned off. Nothing works. The southern border's cameras didn't work. Oh, my God, what happened? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, well, we know now. I mean, it's just that's just what you do. We're conditioned to say, be cool with and go ho-hum, whatever, you know, another day, another camera gets shut off. It's, you know, we got to quit letting those slices of bread get cut off our liberty loaf. You would just quit being complacent and quit saying that's cool. You know, well, ho-hum, another camera got shut off, another this, you know, more surveillance, more, you know, surveil me harder, daddy. America, wake up. Come on, man.
I know.
1776, baby. We got to get ready for the big one. Cause, I don't really, you know, I don't know. I don't, it's just, you know, it's like, oh my gosh, we got new evidence going to the Senate. Roger that. Okay. Another indictment's not going to happen. I don't know. It's just, we're just like I called a couple times ago, you know, we're just numb to it. And we gotta do something to get not numb. I don't know what, but
yeah,
things are going wrong. People are saying, oh, like that one caller, Trump, I can't stand people who criticize Trump. Are you kidding me? No. Yeah. If he's messing up, he's messing up. You better call him out. You know, if your kids are messing up, oh, they're perfect angels. They're not doing anything wrong. No, they're acting a fool, and you better whoop that ass. Yeah. I mean, that's the way I was raised, but then again, I'm a grumpy old man Gen Xer.
So. No, I'm with you on that these days. Apparently, I'm a grumpy woman these days. I'm okay with it. I think we should be critical of both sides. With the good and the bad, call it all out. Show both sides to an argument. Like, I'm all on board for that. The people are intelligent enough to make their own decision. If you disagree with me, disagree with me. That's fine. But call it all out fairly. All right. Well, Savage Dog, it's always a pleasure to talk to you, my friend. So thank you for calling in. Let's get to our next caller.
Hey, little snack bar.
I'm going to practice that hope. Just kidding, because I'd probably call the police on me for that pronunciation if I get it right, too. Let's turn to George in New Jersey. George, welcome to the show.
Hey, Brianna, first of all, I just got to compliment you that your command of the subject and be able to speak on things so in such an extemporaneous fashion, it's really impressive. You got a really, really excellent command of the topics of the day, without a doubt. And so congratulations on that.
Thank you, George. I appreciate that. That is very kind of you to say, so thank you.
Absolutely. You know, and then you compare, like, your presentation skills and your knowledge to the dingbats that are on network news. Well, there we go. You know what I mean?
Thank you.
But on a serious subject, on this whole H-1B visa thing, have you heard any inside word as to whether or not, you know, first you hear there's going to be $100,000 per head, then there's not, then there's going to be grandfather clause, then there's not. I mean, they let in 4 million of these people, you know, over 4 years under Biden, 250,000 plus were renewed for 2025. And this is the only area where I like kind of like parked company with the president, is that he says, we don't have the talent. I have a distribution list that somehow I got on. And what it is, it's this IT company, and all they do is circulate Indian H-1B visa people with IT experience, but not just anything. We're talking like, you know, programmers, analysts, project managers with 2, 5, 7, 17 years of experience. Don't tell me there's not an American such as myself who's basically waiting to, you know, who's on unemployment because of this situation. And it's like, you know, I'm a citizen. I serve my country, and I can't get hired because we've got 4 million people that don't belong here.
Yeah,
it's insane. It's not like I'm Albert Einstein, but don't tell me that a good job, you know, for somebody in a technical field has to go to somebody from overseas. That's just ludicrous.
Yeah. Yeah. George, if you don't mind me asking, and if you want to disclose, what field do you have experience in? What specifically position are you looking for, seeking employment for?
Yeah, yeah. Oh, no, it's in the specific areas of IT, marketing related, project management, using all the special tools, cyber related security. In fact, you know, I had to switch gears now because here's the thing. I should have done this 10 years ago. The H-1B visa people can't get security clearances with the government, so I got to shift gears and get a different certification to try and, you know, beat them off at the pass. And you know, and I'm sure there's exemptions and stuff like that. But it's unbelievable. In fact, I got to send you these emails. Like I guess you sent it to Tips at Alex Jones or whatever. You got to see this thing. It's a distribution network for Indians to Indians only to get them jobs, H-1B visa jobs that should be going to American citizens. It's remarkable.
Yeah. Well, George, send it to me at BriannaMorello@ProtonMail.com. I'll take a look at it, too.
Sure.
And George, for our audience, because you said you're seeking employment, if someone is looking to hire someone of your background, how can they reach you? I don't want you to give out your number or anything, but is there an email address that they could shoot you an email over? Because it's important that we promote.
I thank you. I'll send it to you via email. But and that's the other thing, too. You can't trust any of the job. You can't trust most job recruiters because 90% of them are scams. Yeah. So you have to go with like the name brand organizations, you know, like the Robert Half, the Judge Group, the, you know, and so on. Sorry to use those specific names. But when you get this nation is flooded with these fly by night, quote, IT recruiters, they're calling from call centers over in Kolkata and every other province in India. They're, you know, they're scamming. Or their resume harvesting, and the tactic they do is that they get a resume of of an American citizen, but they say, you know, to balance out the ticket, but then they say, oh, but you know, so and so from here, this H-1B, he's more or she's more qualified, but we showed you an American, and that's how they do it. They bring their own friends in, and then it's like a little mafia. It's remarkable. I mean, you can go to town. You can go to Edison, New Jersey. Edison, New Jersey has been the history of Edison has been erased off the map. It is a colony of India now. 51% of the population is Indian. And I'm not saying, hey, look, they're good people. Don't get me wrong. But the thing is that when you start erasing the cultural identity of an entire town, and it's run by a corrupt H-1B system program. You got to be kidding me.
Yeah.
It's remarkable. Every gas station in New Jersey is turned Indian. Every liquor store in New Jersey is run by Indians. Every IT head is like, it's like, what is this? It's like Invasion of the Body Snatchers. It's amazing.
Yeah. George, you're not wrong. I live in Plano, Texas, and Plano, Texas has been completely overtaken as well. It's very unfortunate, but the last couple of years have just been a mass migration of those from foreign countries, and they're not even polite. That's the problem, too. Obviously, it's not all of them, but when I'm walking around trying to just, you know, walk down a street, because we have a lot of places we could walk around, shops you could walk around to, they don't get out of the way. They don't understand that you go to the side so that people could walk down the street with you. If you're a neighbor, you smile, you say hello, you introduce yourself, you're kind to one another. It's just something that I don't know what it is, but they just don't have that common decency, too. So it's not like it's not like all of them make nice neighbors as well. It's kind of the point I'm getting to here. And in regards to the H-1B visa program, you know, Trump coming out and obviously making a bunch of comments that I disagree with strongly, and then members of his administration saying that, no, we're actually going to bring these people in to train Americans so that Americans could take these positions on in a couple of years from now. I hope that's the case. But again, I feel like that's just the PR kind of protection thing that they got going on over there. So, George, I'm with you, and I hear your frustration, my friend. So I'm sorry that you're going through it. Many Americans are with you on that, too. That's a big, big one. So thank you for calling it. We appreciate you, George, as always, and your input on that issue. Let's turn to Clown Car in Coney Island. Clown Car, welcome back.
Captain Clown Car, reporting for duty, ma'am. I would like to say, did you notice during that when Trump was giving away checks last night, the number of the amount?
1776.
That was a little weird, right?
Well, I think it's intentional.
I mean, is it a calling for the answer to 1984? Is 1776? Isn't that the wasn't that the plan? You think? I'd like to also remind everybody. It was either the second or third emergency COVID meeting at the White House, where Trump, in the middle of saying, you know, COVID, we don't have a vaccine, where, you know, we don't know what to do. We're throwing our hands up in the air. And then he says out of nowhere that we have to kill Bolsonaro or Moderna or whoever the guy was in charge of Venezuela. He's like, this place is a narco-terrorism and we have to kill this guy. They sent $10 million bounty and then they sent about 40 mercenaries over there. We watched the video on InfoWars during America Journal with Harrison Smith. And we said, you know, these guys aren't moving like our special forces, our top-notch guys. Something's wrong here. We find out later on they were kind of mercenary guys, but they were all, like, in jail or getting released from some kind of charges to go over there. And if they killed them, they killed them. If not, they got killed. Well, turns out they all got killed. Now, I'm just wondering, why were we going over there back then to take over somebody's drug trade? Because that's basically what they want to do. They want to implement all-American politics. Why are we worried, number one, about if their voting is corrupt? Our voting is corrupt. Send the military here. Go to war here. Instead of worrying about other places that we have no, there's nothing to benefit from these accusations of, oh, Dominion comes from Venezuela. And, you know, we need the hand-in written ballot to be counted by hand. That's what we need. We need that cornstarch, oil, infrared, you know, secret code on the ballots. I thought that's what Trump said at first, that he had, you know, this cornstarch, infrared oil. That's how we could tell which ballots are real, which ballots aren't. Remember this?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. Actually, you know, I was working on Trish Regan's show, and a lot of the stuff with Maduro was on her show at the time, actually, too.
So now you think about it. Wasn't it our government that went in there and said, we're going to help them run their elections? Wasn't it our government that said, we're going to help them pick out who's going to be best to run for their country? Meanwhile, we're having our own problems here. Mm-hmm. And then, like you said, once this guy got in, and I was one of the biggest guys to say, look, I don't know why everybody's back at Trump so much. He never drained a swamp. He never locked her up, and he never built a wall. You know, he was quoted as saying at one of the meetings early on that he's going to raise the wall to only 4.5 feet. And then when the reporter asked him, why are you going to only raise the wall 4.5 feet? He said, have you met a Mexican taller?
Have you?
He's a jokey guy.
I know.
He thinks he's joking with us, but we're not playing no more because this place is going to go to civil war. Nobody's paying attention to what NASA and the Department of Defense are saying about 3i Atlas and how it's going to change the residency frequency of people on Earth. We're at a normal, I believe it's, off the top of my head, I might be getting it wrong, 78.8 or something like that. And it's supposed to go 1,000 times that. So I'm not quite sure if people are going to be able to handle the mental, neurological, even the spiritual aspect of something coming between us, the sun, the moon. You know, they were saying the other day that the moon was supposed to black out for a little while. Did you know that? That the moon was supposed to, the sun was supposed to black out, and it wasn't by the moon. It wasn't a solar eclipse, and they had no real explanation as to what it was. Mm. The Department of Defense mentioned it. Trump mentioned it on Sunday at 3:47. He even gave a number out. Like, how do you know this? And if you do, when you say it, how come nobody backs it? How come nobody pays attention? What about all the floods? What about the 17 trillion gallons of water I told you about that are going to screw up parts of America? This place has been flooded. You don't even see it on the news.
Yeah. Well, we'll keep our eye on it. And I appreciate you, Clown Car, as always, for calling in and your insight on this. So thank you, my friend. We appreciate it. Let's make sure I'm trying to get to everyone as we can. James in Indiana. James, welcome to the show.
It came out DOJ violated Trump's rights. The U.S. Attorney for Civil Rights said if any Trump supporter is targeted and rights violated, that federal employee will find themselves targeted. I think that is a great first step.
Yeah. When was this said? Because I've been waiting for this because I, you know, I covered the Proud Boys lawsuit. I think what was it, like $100 million lawsuit they filed, and the DOJ last statement they made to the court was asking the court to dismiss it, and it was over having their rights violated. So when was that said? Was that recently? Was that Harmy Dillon?
That came from Fox. That was Mr. Sullivan that came on one of the shows. I can't remember if it was
Hannity.
I can't remember if it was Hannity or one of the shows before that, but he relayed that message.
Well, I hope that's the case because here, James, I've read the court filing that came out of that case, the Proud Boys. And I mean, the DOJ claimed, I mean, this is Pam Bondi's DOJ, claimed they have sovereign immunity when it comes to constitutional violations. So they're asking the judge to completely toss out their lawsuit and to just dismiss it completely. So I hope that's the case. Now, I know that President Trump also has his lawsuit pending, and there was the last rumor that they were working on a settlement north of like $200 million for his rights being violated as well, which obviously, yeah, they were violated. $200 million is a chunk of change. Will this teach future regimes not to do what they did to him? I don't know. I'd like to see them actually get prosecuted. Those individuals who are part of it get their licenses pulled to practice law. And if they're an FBI agent, I'd like to see them charged. I mean, it's just everyone was complicit in that political persecution. And so, yeah, I mean, it sounds great, James, but So far, we haven't seen much. Is there something that you're seeing that you have some type of hope for? We could use some, I guess, optimism. So have you seen anything that's really given you hope?
Well, I hope that's a change. Three other quick things. I remember Dan Bongino's show. I can't remember much about his shows, but one of the biggest things he ever said was that the January 6th pipe bomber was going to be the biggest thing ever. So I think there's a complete cover-up and something's going on because the DOJ is a bunch of retards. They will sit there and target these disabled people that are on drugs all the time to fabricate cases. And two other quick things. The 1776 thing was an awesome start. I would like to see you next time you talk to the Secretary of War. These veterans that get out of the military, when they transfer into, say, federal service, they have to buy back their military time if they don't retire to make that count. That needs to stop. That'll save thousands of dollars for these veterans. And also, if anybody's doing veteran reform, Harrison covered it. There was two suicides down in Texas. Mm-hmm. There's a huge news article that needs President Trump's attention to get rid of veteran suicide. And it's called Veterans Betrayed, VA Psychological Program Fueling Suicide. That needs to get out there for veteran reform. I sent that to Congress and asked for it to go to Secretary of the VA Collins, which is also doing a great job.
Repeat that title one more time for me because I'm taking notes.
Sure. It's called Veterans Betrayed, VA Psychological Program Fuel Suicide, because you had two veteran suicides in Texas out of the same VA. They are not listening to us, and if we speak out, a lot of times we are targeted and retaliated against. That needs to stop, and they need to address these veteran suicides. President Trump is amazing. That article needs to get in front of him. If he gets that article in front of him, it explains how the VA is causing these suicides, and the overdose deaths in this country are nearly twice in the VA than they are in the civilian population. This article outlines everything, and it has all kinds of resources attached to it. It is the best article. It's everything I've been saying for years on the Veterans Call-In Show. Everything's coming to light. If President Trump will look at that article, we can get this veteran suicide thing under control. It is the biggest thing out there right now.
Yeah, no, we do, and I'm my heart's with that cause as well. So we've got it pulled up on our screen right now. Yeah, this is something that we'll look into, and I'll try to flag for the Pentagon itself. I mean, I know Pete Hegseth is obviously someone who truly does care about the issue, and he's assigned those who work with it in his administration to also make this a top priority as well. So I will echo that. So thank you, James, for calling in. And folks, everyone is on hold right now. Thank you for calling. Unfortunately, we are up against a hard out. So I appreciate you calling in. Hopefully we get to your calls sometime later, maybe probably the next week at this point. But we definitely appreciate all that have called in. In the meantime, though, as we wrap up this edition of American Journal, I want to remind you all to head on over for the final days of Christmas sale. It's going on right now. It's 60% off your favorite supplements. That includes the Sea Moss Gummies, Methylene Blue, and Shilajit Gummies as well. Plus, on top of all of that, too, we also have another sale, 40% off all other supplements. And when you subscribe, you get 50% off. And that is for life at discount. So head on over right now to thealexjonesstore.com and buy up. We greatly appreciate your support. As always, Alex next.
Remember, you fund this operation. I'm very thankful to you, and I'm challenging you, those that have supported, love the products, and those that have never gotten the products, to do your Christmas shopping with us. If you get your orders in by Friday, you're guaranteed to get it way before Christmas anywhere in the United States. Okay, because we ship out like a day after the orders come in, and most of the country gets it in 2 days, the rest three, Hawaii or Alaska, I think it's like four. So get your orders in now. The biggest sale so far, 60% off on the Ultra Methylene Blue, on the Shilajit, on the Irish Sea Moss, incredible super nutrient compounds that just blow you away. You owe it to yourself to get it. Our information's strong, you know that. The products are just as strong and just as powerful. I'm challenging you to support the broadcast. Those of you who have never gotten a supplement, go to thealexjonesstore.com. Make the decision now. Get our Ultra Methylene Blue. Get our Shilajit. Get our bovine colostrum. It's amazing. Experience it, and you're going to be hooked. And then we can continue on the air in a symbiotic relationship. But I need your help. Give yourself the gift of great health, clarity, and focus, and keeping powerful beacon of truth on the air, a 360 total win-win at thealexjonesstore.com. We also have limited edition fundraiser posters to keep us on the air at infowarsstore.com. I can't do this without you. You're not key, you're everything.
Well, hello there, Info Warriors. We are having a 60% off sale on selected items.
take a look behind me. We have the sea moss and Shilajit gummies. And you know, we have the medical grade methylene blue that will light your ass up like a Christmas tree. You can also buy one of me in the store. Act now while supplies last.